You know, I read a book about Billy Brim. And she said, there are going to come times when the glory of God will come and just shine upon your face. People will see the glory because it's shining upon you. It's shining upon you, Brenda. It's shining upon you, blessed man. The glory of God will be shining upon people. God's glory. You know, that's going to be a glorious time. And where the light is, where the glory is, it's going to draw people to you. You'll be able to be that minister of fire and be able to speak words, and it'll bless someone. It'll heal them, deliver them, and make them whole. You'll be that light. Amen. And then he said, the trees of the Lord are full of sap. The seed of Laban, which he planted, where the birds make their nest. The stork has her home in the thick, in the fir trees. The high hills are for the wind and goat. The cliffs are a refuge for the rocket bandage. He appointed the moon and the season. And I got to thinking about that. He did this. I don't know why these pages stink, because I really don't want to be up here licking these pages. But you know, God, when in Genesis, where he looked around, he saw what he had did. This great God. He saw everything that he made. It was good. And it was very good. Psalms 104 is just getting you enlightened, getting you foundation about this God. Who he is? The big God. The sovereign God. So when we go before him, when we get in that throne room, we begin to see God. We begin to see him, Miss Lorene. We begin to take up on his presence. He began to talk to us and tell us things. You know, E.W. Tillman talks about communion with him. He began communion as we were studying that book. It's not you talking, Bishop. It's him talking, because he know more than we do. He began to commune with you and start telling you things, filling you up with his spirit, with his wisdom. And once all this start taking place, you realize you got a superman on the inside of you. You become a superwoman or a superman, you know, either male or female. But I just said, I become a superwoman. Because God done pulled something in me in the throne room. He done told me something, T. And I can begin to talk to him. Because he want to tell us some things that we don't know not of. He want to impart. So when we go before him, we'll see him as this great God. He might give you a vision for you to show in your way of seeing God. But God is great. And he is mighty. And everything he say he made, it was good and very good. Then, let's skip down to Psalms 33, and then I'm skipping a lot, but we're going to just close it on out. You can finish reading it, and you can see all the provision that God has for us as his children. But we first got to know who he is. We first got to know who he is. We got to see him. And he'll manifest himself. He did to me, and I know if he did it for Landry's. Because I always thought he'd do something for everybody else and not for me. But I found something out. You know, I used to talk to him, and I said, Lord, it seemed like you do everything for certain people. Seemed like I could believe for people, but I couldn't believe for Landry's. I know you'll do it for Miss B, but what you doing for me? What you plans for me? God began, as I stayed with the word, studied his word, I began to see I was not of a respectable person. If I do it for Miss B, I'll do it for you, Sharon. Quinn, he'll do it for you. God know how to get to you. He know how to send that labor to you. He know how. He know how. He know how to do it, Uncle Willie. God know how to do it. My Lord, he knows how to do it. So I didn't know normally say. I said, I'm a believer now. Yes, it can happen to me. He said, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. My meditation be sweet to him, and I will be glad in the Lord. You know, I used to hear this. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. I used to hear that down the cow shop, Uncle Willie. I said, what is they saying? Wasn't in the word. But I can say it now. Out of my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord. It be pleasing unto you. Oh, Lord, you're my strength, and you are my redeemer. But you said, Bishop, that light bulb showed up in me, and I began to see.